We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
This is WWJ All Local.
Health workers are not immune to the coronavirus. Some Metro Detroit health systems report a growing number of cases within their ranks. WWJ's Mike Campbell is live and local with those details. Good morning, Mike.
At 2,200 of the employees at Beaumont Health and Henry Ford Health Systems have reportedly been tested and are positive or have symptoms of the coronavirus infection, Tom. Beaumont has 1,500 of its 38,000 employees, almost 4%, now staying home because of COVID-19 symptoms. Henry Ford Health System has 2,500 employees who have been tested. 734 are positive of their 31,600 employees. That's a over 2% rate. DMC has 8 hospitals across Metro Detroit, but a spokesman says no information is available on the number of employees tested or how many have tested positive for the virus at DMC. Reporting live, Mike Campbell, WWJ News Radio 950.
Public transportation workers want to stay home, but the city says it needs them. Let's go live to WWJ's Charlie Langton for more on that story, Charlie.
Well, good morning, Roberta. The governor's order says stay at home unless you are essential. But some DDOT bus drivers say too many passengers on DDOT buses are not taking proper precautions, and they want the city to stop the bus service. The mayor says only essential workers should be riding the bus. Passengers must enter and exit from the back of the bus. The buses are sanitized daily, and the bus is free. Nevertheless, DDOT bus driver recently had a death, one of the drivers, and a video was posted recently that shows a passenger coughing. Reporting live, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
Even though at least 3 state lawmakers have been infected with the coronavirus and one of them has died, state lawmakers will meet at the state capitol today. Legislative leaders say there are precautions in place to test representatives as they arrive. Some senators may not be at the Capitol, instead vote by telephone. Governor Whitmer has implored the leaders to not meet.
I don't run the legislature. The Speaker of the House runs the House, and the Senate Majority Leader runs the Senate. I made sure that they understand how serious the situation is and what my thoughts were, but ultimately that's their determination.
Lawmakers will be asked to consider the governor's request to extend her emergency declaration by 70 days. Many Republicans believe that's just too long. There are now more than 17,200 positive COVID-19 cases in the state. The numbers of deaths have risen to 727. A majority of the cases and deaths are in Detroit and the metro area.
A second field hospital to treat patients of COVID-19 is coming to Metro Detroit.
The Suburban Collection Showplace in Novi is being announced as the state's second alternate care facility. This follows the governor's announcement of the state's first field hospital, TCF Center in Detroit, which is set to open later this week. The convention center along I-96 provides 250,000 square feet of space, allowing for 1,000 beds to accommodate COVID-19 cases. A time frame on when it could be operational has yet to be released. Jason Scott, WWJ News Radio 950.
If you're nervous that you'll contract the coronavirus when you're grocery shopping or getting the mail or a package, you're not alone. But health experts say the risk is very low. Here's WWJ's health reporter, Dr. Deanna Lights.
The coronavirus can be detected on surfaces for hours or days, depending upon the material. But that doesn't mean it stays as potent for that length of time. Dr. Rena Deza is a family medicine expert with Henry Ford Hospital.
It's just taking those standard precautions because remember, it's a respiratory virus. So you would have to get in contact with the virus with your hands, for example, after touching a surface and then touch your face. So just being mindful, again, you know, be cautious but not anxious.
Dr. Deza says use wipes like a Clorox wipe to clean boxes and cans, and then don't touch your face and wash your hands. Dr. Deanna Lights, WWJ News Radio 950.
Oh, how sweet the sound. A video is going viral of Lori Marie Key, a registered nurse at St. Mary Mercy in Livonia, singing to her co-workers during a shift change to lift their spirits. Let's listen to a little bit of that. Her video has already had more than 100,000 views. Again, it's Lori Marie Key, an RN at St. Mary Mercy in Livonia.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.